encourage those believers who are continuing to lift up the bloodstained banner of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There might be somebody here today, praise God, that you have not given your life to Christ. If you have not given your life to Christ.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
You're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men are saved. Listen now to our man of God and shepherd, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preaches and teaches the Word of God in a service already in progress.
To you. Brought each of us from a mighty long ways. I don't know about you, but I just want to say thank you. Yes, thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his grace. Only by his grace that we were able to wake up this morning and behold a brand new day. Now, this morning, I'm going to be a little short, but I'm going to try to be thorough. I would like to call our attention to the Psalm, number 37. 37th number of the Psalms. And I want to pull a couple of verses out. Verse 23 and 24. Everybody got to say amen. All right, and it reads, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholds him with his hands. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come now thanking you for another preaching privilege. We ask now for a fresh anointing of your Spirit. And in that anointing, grant us preaching power. And Lord, we be careful to give you all the praise. It is in the strong and mighty name of Jesus Christ. Our Lord, we pray and thank you. Amen. For a little while, I won't talk from you. You may be seated. From the subject, walking in ordered steps. Walking in ordered steps. Now, I need to tell you, if you've been born again, you're walking in ordered steps. And so let me begin by saying thank you, Ushers, that I read somewhere where it said that God clarifies our calling in times of crisis, and he often uses our worst failures as a platform of his future fulfillment. And I believe that's why the wise man Solomon said in Proverbs 24 and 16, for the righteous or the godly man fall seven times and rise again. But he said, one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked. Now, perhaps someone, perhaps this morning, may be going through some failures and have gone through some failures, and you didn't realize or wasn't aware of the fact that God was using this just to mold you and to make you to become what he had intended for you to be. But the reason you were able to get back up was because then, as well as right now, you're walking in ordered steps. And again, I say that's my little subject this morning, walking in ordered steps. But note, if you will, that Psalm 37 contains a reference to three particular type of men. Verse 16, we find the righteous man. Verse 23, we find the good man. Verse 37, we find the blameless or the perfect man. But our main focus this morning will be on the good man. Now, I believe if we apply this from a New Testament viewpoint, we might say that the good man, in spite of his failures and weaknesses, he's saved and he allowed the Lord to direct him through life, but still sometime he stumbles and he falls. Note in the text in verse 24, it says, though he falls, he shall not be utterly or permanently cast down. Why is this? Because the steps of a good man are ordered, or they are literally prepared by the Lord. But still, this doesn't exempt us from failures. This doesn't exempt us from falls. And so for a few minutes with your prayers, as we consider our subject, walking in ordered steps, first of all, if you notice the A part of verse 23, the psalmist talks about the steps of the good man. Note the text says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Or to put another way, the Lord directs the steps of a godly man. How does he do it? He does it through his spirit and by his word. And that's why, my brothers and sisters, the greatest need of any man is to know God and walk with the Almighty in a real, genuine, and personal relationship. Now, perhaps one of the main reasons the good man stumbles and falls is because, despite of the fact that the good man is walking in ordered steps, he sometimes allows himself to be distracted. And he becomes only a hearer of the word and not a doer of the word. To have a real strong relationship with the Lord through faith, we must not only be hearers of the word, but we must also be doers of the word. And that's why James declared in James 1, 22 and 24, he said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. But if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer of the word, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself and go away and immediately forget how he looks. How many of y'all ever experienced that? That go for anybody. You look in the mirror, and as long as you're in the mirror, you're looking good. And you walk away, you forgot. You wonder, did you miss something? I know where that's what y'all ladies have. Did you miss somebody ever? No man can have a genuine heart for God until he has been redeemed and rescued by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ. The point is, salvation is a person, and that person is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's why the Bible tells us again in John 1 and 12, but as many as received him, to them he gave power, the right, to become the sons of God. Because the gospel message, I need to tell us, it revolves around the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, who fully propitiated or fully satisfied the wrath of the Almighty by his redeeming work on the cross of Calvary for our sin. And that's why in coming to the Lord, we must first recognize our wicked and wretched condition and cast ourselves upon the mercies of God. And so the text declared that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. But now the steps of a good man cannot be designed by man. Because Jeremiah 10:23 says that our lives are not our own. And so we're not able to plan our own course. Why? Because we only fall into danger when we allow our eyes to go astray. And you know that's what happened to Asaph in Psalm 73, 2 and 3, who said, but as for me, he said, I almost slipped. Why? He said, for I envied the proud when I saw them prosper despite their weakness. In other words, he allowed his eyes to wander from the Lord and doubt began to replace his faith to the point that it seemed as if the wicked were better off than the righteous. And perhaps causing him to begin to wonder, what's the use of serving God and doing his will while the wicked seem to prosper in spite of the fact that they don't even serve God? Are you with me? But because he went to the temple, and because somebody came to church this morning, and you're going to hear God's word like Asaph, you become aware of the fact that all the wealth of the wicked suddenly lose all its power at death. Y'all hear with me? But the rewards of the godless suddenly takes on an eternal value. And that's why Jesus says in his Sermon on the Mount, he said, don't just store up treasures on earth where moth and rust can destroy and thieves can break in and steal. He said, instead, store up your treasures in heaven where moth and rust cannot destroy them and thieves cannot break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there too your heart will be. I hear somebody thinking, but how do we store up treasures in heaven? Well, we do so by putting God first in your life. Meaning we must seek to please the Lord in all we do by giving him first place in our lives over everything that we have. And that's why Jesus tells us in Matthew 16 and 33, but seek first the kingdom of God. What is he talking about, the kingdom of God? He's talking about God's rule in our lives and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. And so the text says, the steps of a good man ordered by the Lord. Now, the second thing we see as we consider walking in ordered steps is the B part of verse 23, where we see the delight of the good man. Now, note that the A part tells us that the steps of a good man are ordered by the law, but the B part says, and he delights in his way. My brothers and sisters, the person in whom God delights is one who follows God, trusts him, and tries to do his will. Now, the word delight means to have great pleasure, satisfaction, or joy in the Lord's way. And so a good man is one who delights in or have great pleasure in doing the will of God. But now this commitment of direction is determined by faith to go in the direction of God. And the reason it has to be by faith because you can't see God. But you can read about his word and you can learn about his ways, and therefore we can go in the direction that he directs us to go. Meaning we don't just make decisions and say, you know, I sure hope the Lord going my way. No, but we find out the way the Lord is going, and we are the head in that direction. And that's why the Proverb writer tells us in Proverb chapter 3, 5, and 6 to say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. In other words, when we go with God, he will go with us. Note the same David says in Psalm 48, he said, I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. Or to put another way, David said, I take joy in doing your will, my God, for your instructions are written on my heart. And so the good man will delight in the law of the Lord. Point is, the more we delight in obeying God, and the more fruitful we become. While on the other hand, the more we allow those who ridicule God to affect our thoughts and attitude, the more we separate ourselves from the source of our nourishment. You know, if you're not in the vine, you can't get no nourishment. Bottom line, when a man or anybody makes a deliberate choice to seek and to know God's way, God's will, and God's law, He will follow the Lord in the direction that he wants him to go and not the way he chooses to go himself. Because God watches over the man who trusts in him, and he makes firm every step that he makes. But in spite of the fact that God makes every step of the good man firm and who delights in him, still we find in verse 24, we see the fall of the good man. Meaning it's possible that even a good man, a godly man, will fall. But since his steps are ordered by, yes, Lord, the Lord, he delights in the Lord. I got some good news, because verse 24 says, though he falls, he shall not be utterly or permanently cast down. Why? Because not only is he walking in all the steps, but the Lord upholds him with his hand. But now, in order to keep from falling, we need to allow God to direct our way and then seek his advice before we make a step. But now, just in case you don't, and you do stumble and fall, don't give up, just get back up. Remember, yes, Lord, that the wise man Solomon said that the godly man may trip seven times, but they will get up. But one disaster, he says, is enough to overthrow the wicked. And so as I try to move to the close, I told you it wouldn't be too long. Like the songwriter say, we fall down, but we get up. Because the Bible is full of folk who fell, but they got up. Because Adam fell, and when he, yes, Lord, partook of the forbidden fruit, but he got back up. Noah, he fell when he got drunk after the flood, but he got back up. Abraham, he fell when he listened to his wife Sarah in the matter of Hagar, but he got back up. Lot, yes, he fell down, yes, when he went to Sodom and Gomorrah, but he got back up. Moses, he fell when he struck the rock instead of speaking to the rock as God told him, but he got back up. Aaron, he fell when he made a golden calf for Israel to worship, but he got back up. David, he fell when he sinned with Bathsheba and had a husband murdered, but he got back up. Solomon, he fell because he gave his heart to foreign women, but he got back up. Elijah, he fell when he ran from Jezebel and feared for his life, but he got back up. Peter, he fell when he denied the Lord three times, but he got back up. And all the disciples fell in fear when they ran in fear and hiding for their lives, but they got back up. I tell you, all these men of the Bible, they stumbled and fell, but not firmly, permanently, because they got back up. And even more, I need to tell you, I've fallen many times, but I got back up, because my steps are ordered by the Lord. And the Lord upholds me with his hand. And so the Bible says, he said, a good man may fall, but he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholds him with his hand. And so let me ask somebody here this morning, are you, are your steps being ordered by the Lord? And do you delight in doing the will of the Lord? Maybe you've already fallen. Well, I got some good news, because you can get back up if only you trust in the Lord. And I hear 2 Chronicles 7:14 saying, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Now, I don't know about you this morning, but I thank the Lord that even if I stumble and fall on my journey. By his grace, if I repent of my sins and ask God's forgiveness, I can get back up. Because the Bible says, if I confess my sins, he's faithful and he's just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Because not only are my steps being ordered by the Lord, but all my help, it comes from the Lord, the one who made the heaven and the earth. Ain't God all right? I'm talking about Jesus, the Christ, the one who hung, bled, and died for the sins of the world. He was buried 3 days and three nights in a borrowed tomb. But bright early Sunday morning, he got up from that grave with all power in heaven and earth in his hands. It's because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because Jesus lives, all fear is gone. Ain't God all right? Because Jesus told me, he said, in the world you'll have tribulations. He said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And since Jesus is in you and you are in Jesus, that makes all of us an overcomer. Though we may fall, we will not be utterly cast down, because our steps of being ordered by the Lord, and he upholds us in his mighty hand. Yes, I stumble sometime. Yes, you stumble sometime. But by his grace and his mercy, we get right back up. As the old hymnologists say, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. But if you keep the faith and just hold on to God's unchanging hand, one of these old days, when it's all over, you'll be able to hear his welcome voice saying, servant, well done. Ain't God all right? So the steps of a good man, they're ordered by the Lord. He delights in his ways, and though he falls, he won't be utterly cast down. Ain't God all right? I know he's all right. And the reason I know is because I tried him for myself. Yes, I have. He walked with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own. I don't care how many times you fall. Don't wallow. Just get on back up. Get on back up in the race. Just keep running for Jesus. Yes, Lord. Till the race is over. Too many of us give up too quick. The Lord didn't tell nobody that when you are saved, all your trouble is going to go away. As a matter of fact, when you're saved, that's when the trouble comes. Yeah, but greater is he, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.